Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
This is Tim Roy, the voice of the Golden State Warriors, and you're listening to the Warriors Replay on 95.7 The Game.
Well, the Memphis Grizzlies are 18-19 under head coach Taylor Jenkins. They will start a five with Dylan Brooks, the former Oregon Ducks, the small forward in his fourth year, averaging 15 points a night, shooting 39% from the field, 6'7", 220 pounds. Slow-mo, Kyle Anderson, the former San Antonio Spur, UCLA Bruin in his seventh year, averaging career highs in points, rebounds, and assists, 12.9 points, 5.9 boards, 3.3 assists. He's shooting 36.8 from three. Jonas Valanciunas starts at center, the former Raptor from Lithuania, 15.9 points and just shy of 12 rebounds tonight, 55.7 from the field. Ja Morant, very quick guard, second year pro out of Murray State. He was the second pick of the 2019 draft, 19 points a night, over 7 assists, shooting 44 from the field and 23% from beyond the arc. Grayson Allen seems to be their glue guy, starting lineup, a third year pro out of Duke, 6'4", 198 pounds. 21st pick of the 2018 draft, just went back into the starting lineup a couple of nights ago in their nice home win over Miami, a win where they scored only 89 points and shot below 40%. It was a defensive struggle, or as one of their announcers called it, a game in mud. For the Golden State Warriors, Kelly Oubre Jr. will get the start tonight. Of course, he had come in as doubtful because of a sprained right foot, averaging 15 points a night. And in fact, his last five games, 25 for 37 on twos and not shooting the three all that well. Meanwhile, Jordan Poole will get the start at the point guard position in place of Stephen Curry. You know, last year, he started a whole bunch of times. In fact, he's had 14 starts in the 2019-2020 season, averaged 12 points, shooting 37% from the field, 28 from beyond the arc, 2.9 assists. Kevon Looney starts at center, the six-year pro out of UCLA, 6'9", 250 pounds. Draymond Green starts at the power forward position in his ninth year out of Michigan State, probably not happy that Kevon Looney's UCLA Bruins beat his Spartans last night in a play-in game. Draymond, 6 points, 6 rebounds, and 8 assists tonight, coming off a season-high 16 points in Houston. The scoring load may fall upon Andrew Wiggins tonight, the seventh-year pro out of Kansas, averaging 17 a night. He had his average in Houston, shooting 6 for 14 from the field to go with 6 rebounds. I'm Tim Roy, Jim Barnett alongside, and Jim has our CarMax keys to the game.
Well, Tim, with Curry, Wiseman, Pascal out, double scoring, that's 50 points a game they're missing tonight, over 50 points from the Warriors offense. So Number one, possessions are priceless and precious. You've got to limit your turnovers tonight against this team, and they've forced turnovers at number one in the league. That's the problem, and they steal nearly 10 a game, number one in the league. So that's the biggest thing is you have got to take care of your possessions, make them count, don't turn the ball over. And you got to keep them off the free throw line. The last time the Warriors shot more free throws than their opponent was way back in the game against Phoenix, and it's been very rare this year. So when you put a team on the line, the points are very, you know, precious tonight. And so the Warriors have to score, and they've got to try to defend without fouling and keep them off the line.
So we're ready to go. Warriors wearing white, Grizzlies wearing, looks like dark black with a gold light trim with white letters, gold numbers in the backside. Warriors have the opening possession. Kevon Looney with it. Hand off to Andrew Wiggins. Bounce pass to the curling pool. Downstairs to Looney. Little flip low left. That's up and good. And the Warriors have the first bucket of the night. Sean Corbin's the crew chief. Jocelyn Goble alongside with Matt Bowen. The handoff goes now to the Grizz into the front court. Valanciunas catches left box. Downstairs on Looney, gets doubled, shoveled it outside. Brooks rotates, ball ends up in the hand of Allen. Pump fake, fly by, chest pass up top. Slow-mo, Kyle Anderson with a jumper, it's no good. Rebound run down by Morant, back to Anderson, takes his time, knocked away by Oubre Jr. Poole has it, leads a break. Stops and fires from the left wing for three and knocked it down. That's your new millennium fast break, Jim.
Yeah, you had a two-on-one. You usually try to take advantage and get a sure basket, but he knocked into three. Made six of them last game.
Just pulled up and fired. Morant, little herky-jerky move down the lane, shoveled it up and in, and it's 5-2. Grizzlies get their first bucket. We played a minute and 10 here in Memphis. The long jumper by Oubre Jr. on the right side doesn't fall. And the rebound clear by Valanciunas over to Allen. Allen back to Valanciunas. He'll reverse it to Anderson. Gets downhill to the paint. Leaves his feet. Jump pass to Allen. Pump fake. Has Poole on his hip. Leans in. Gets a nice little 4-foot bank shot. Up and good.
Yeah, he's smart. He went that to the bank shot so the defender who was behind him a little bit could not get to the ball.
Allen has seemed to have found a home playing for Taylor Jenkins in Memphis. Oubre Jr. hand off to Poole. Off a screen, left elbow jumper. Nothing but net, and Poole off to a great start, and the Warriors lead 7-4.
I love it, starting like this tonight and still contributing off the bench, excuse me, as he was earlier.
Brooks takes it down and low, spins and takes a little shot over Wiggins. That's an air ball. Good defense by Wiggins there. Oubre Jr. to Draymond. Draymond takes Anderson down the lane, floats it up, no good. Tip, no good. Tip, no good. Rebound, Valanciunas. He'll lead a big man fast break. Right down the middle. Drives on Wiggins and shoots over him. It's off the back rim, no good. And Looney gets the rebound. Actually, it was Looney, not Wiggins. And the rebound cleared to Poole. Poole on the far wing, cross court to Oubre Jr. Crossover dribble, cradles the ball, shoveled it up, no good. Not a great shot, and Anderson with the defensive rebound.
Never got a great angle.
7-4 Warriors. Anderson to the trailing Valanciunas, who says, I'm a new big man, takes a three, no good. Rebound Draymond. Outlet pass, batted down, stolen by Brooks, and there's a turnover for the Warriors.
Yep, things are going well, don't beat yourself.
Brooks challenges Oubre Jr., drives on him and scores.
Yeah, I think he anticipated he was a right-hander, and he forgot about the left hand.
Never got in front of him totally. Wiggins with the ball, dribbling up top. Feeds Looney. Wiggins gets a handoff, back fakes, comes right on Brooks, gets doubled. Up top to Looney. Looney back to Wiggins, right corner, has Valanciunas there, drives on him, tried to make a feed off the dribble, can't, lost the ball, got it back, swings it up top left to Poole, cross court over to Looney, fires for three, and there's another three for Kevon Looney. All four of his threes have come on the road, and he knocked it down to make it 10-6.
And a nice pass from Poole.
Kevon Looney, the big splash Southern California brother. Now blocked the shot, rebound goes to Draymond Green. Draymond wants Oubre to cut, throws it down to him. You can see Draymond making small movements with his hand like, come on. And the shot by Oubre Jr. is blocked either way by Morant, who takes it. He's off and running, gliding down the floor, penetrates over to the corner. Allen rotates up top to Anderson. The trailer's Valanciunas goes in deep to the restricted area, goes up, lost the ball, whistle and a foul. And
Tim, Memphis is doing what we thought they would, throw it in to Valanciunas, and even then, when he brings it down on a break, he takes it himself to try to get inside. And offensive rebounding, well, I'll tell you what, he is so good at offensive rebounding. He's fifth in the league at almost four a game. And since February 8th, when he came back from the protocol, of COVID, almost five a game.
Well, he's a large human, 6'11", 265 pounds. And, you know, he can take a few threes, but he knows who he is. He knows what he can do for his team. There are fans in Memphis. His first free throw was good. Second one, no good. Draymond Green has the rebound. Draymond across the logo. A big bear with the basketball in its right paw. Oubre Jr. with it. Off a screen by Looney. It's not a nice bear. It's not like a Yogi Bear. Shot by Draymond Green's up and no good. Rebound cleared out to John Morant. John Morant crossover down the lane on Oubre. Caught his own deflection. Goes up and in. He wanted a foul. Warriors think it might have been a travel.
Yeah.
And it's 10-9. That's a weird looking play right there.
That's why they almost stopped playing defensively, the Warriors, because they thought it was a travel.
Wiggins cuts hard through, takes his man, leaving the pass going to Looney from Draymond. Draymond left side, directing traffic. The back door cut by Poole. Couldn't handle the pass. Feeds up top to Wiggins. Above the break, three is too strong, and Valanciunas will clear. Brooks has it cross court to Anderson.
That was a wide open layup.
Anderson crossover on the dribble, throws in the paint to Allen. Great look by Anderson, and Allen doesn't cash in. Valanciunas with the rebound, though, gets it and scores low right. And Memphis has the lead 11-10, and we're going to get a timeout. 7:09 to go first quarter. Grizzlies 11, Warriors 10. On the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. And we're in the Cyber Policy broadcast booth, brought to you by Cyber Policy. It's a winning cyber defense. The Grizzlies like to get the ball inside. They already have 10 of their 11 points in the paint. 57% of their points come from two-point range, which is second in the NBA. Warriors going right to left on your radio dial, wearing white uniforms with gold piping down the side. The bridge in the blue circle with the gold outline. Draymond Green has it, shoveled it to Oubre, who made a nice catch and a conversion on the go, turning right shoulder in the paint. And the Warriors that quickly are right back on top.
The pass surprised him and also the defense.
Oubre has dropped a couple passes in the past, but he made a nice move on that one. Here comes Morant. Bounce pass ill-advised for Valanciunas. Goes right by him, right to Wiggins. Wiggins the other way. Warriors up one. Hand off from Draymond after a quick pass, and Wiggins fires it. Hits a three behind the screen at Golden State with a quick 5 points. 6:28 to go in the quarter, and they lead by 4, 15-11. Allen has a toss to Valanciunas. Comes down the lane. Allen, pass to Valanciunas. Floats it up with the right hand. That's good.
Well, they got to learn how to do that pick and roll up there. And Jordan Poole just went over the top, was late getting there. So the defender had to stay high.
Poole, crossover dribble, leaves his feet, finds Wiggins. He was fortunate there. Wiggins, left corner, works out. Brooks just puts his left shoulder into him. Passes up top to Draymond. Gets it back, gets downhill. Top of the key jumper by Wiggins. Short. Allen back for the board for the black clad Grizzlies. Allen with it. Lost it. Gets it back. Still dribbling. Down the lane. Passes to the wing. Anderson there. Draymond on him. Allen takes the pass left. Throws it right to Morant. Morant waits. Top of the key screen. Doubled. Kicked it over the corner. Anderson finds Allen up top for a three ball. That's good. Grizzlies retake the lead off of good patience that time. And Allen cashes in. Oubre Jr. right wing for a three. Misses everything. Valanciunas with a rebound. Here comes Allen the other way. Pass to Brooks. Unguarded three up and no good. Rebound falls in the lap of Draymond. He wants to push. Gets it up to Poole. Poole doubled. Shoveled it back outside to Wiggins. Wiggins right side. Has Morant. Wants to back him down. Takes his time. Shot short. And Valanciunas with the rebound. Lost it. Wiggins has it over to Poole, and Poole cashes in above the break with a three. Warriors up by 2, 18-16.
He's yet to miss a shot. He's got 8 points.
His confidence in the NBA right now is an all-time high. Brooks with a dribble. Hightails it down the right side of the paint. Double clutch off the glass. No good. Valanciunas with a rebound and goes up and scores. Actually, that might be one of their better plays of the night. Yeah. Jim, just throw it up, let him go get it.
He's got 9 rebounds already, Tim.
We're tied at 18. Draymond ghosting down the baseline. Throws it up top. There's Kevon Looney. Misfires on a triple. Allen with it. Chest pass cross court to Brooks. Early offense, but a lot of defenders back for Golden State. Valanciunas trailing, catches. Wants to set a screen now. Wants to post up Oubre Jr., who's guarding him on a switch. Now they get Looney to guard him. The pass comes to Allen. The jumper's up and good. A three ball from the right wing, and Oubre Jr. kind of jogged out to it. You got to sprint out to that. Draymond Green with the ball. Of course, it's easier here in the Cyber Policy broadcast booth than just about anywhere else.
That's a heat check there.
Yeah, Poole from the right sideline. The jumper was deep. It was no good. Allen comes up the floor, has his toe on the line with the two. That's no good. And now Poole takes the outlet from Looney, finds Oubre Jr., who takes it to trouble, and that was not good. Turnover. Anderson on the break, feeds off to the cutting Moran, who flies in for a dunk.
Yeah, that turnover, and they score the other way.
And timeout with 3:35 to go, 23-18. Steve Kerr talking to Kelly Oubre Jr. as the Warriors trail by five on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. Well, Jordan Poole really looks like a different player since coming back from the G League bubble. Really looks like he has found his game. He has 8 of the Warriors' 18 points without a free throw, couple of assists. Wanamaker has checked in for Golden State. Warriors down by 5. Damian Lee out there as well with Bazemore, Draymond Green, and Wiggins. Wiggins topside with a dribble. Wiggins, while waiting, backs up, takes a jumper left side. That's up and good. Golden State trails by 3. Warriors attacking the basket to our left. And now the Grizzlies have the ball with the handle. DeAndre Melton, who's really a guy that does a lot of things for them. And a travel outside as the rookie Bane turned it over. And the Warriors will get the ball back. DeAnthony Melton, they call him Mr. Do-Everything on their roster. Desmond Bainden, 6'5", rookie out of TCU, was drafted by Boston, shooting threes at 44.5%, which on this Grizzlies team really stands out because they don't have a lot of three-point shooters. Wiggins has it on a switch. Waits, drives by Clark, spun it up and in, got the bucket as he went right over Justice Winslow as well, and the Warriors trail by 1. So Wiggins with back-to-back hoops. Clark gets it over on the far side to Melton. Melton backs up, takes a deep two. It's short, rebound right to Draymond. Draymond, two-hand toss, leading Wanamaker, but Wanamaker stopped running, and the ball deflected, goes out of bounds off Wanamaker. A turnover on the Warriors, their 4th.
Yeah, I think you're right. Draymond, they weren't on the same page there.
Yeah.
It's a risky pass anyway.
It is, high-risk pass. It's
usually a little slower to where the man is going to be, not where he is. But that other basket by Wiggins, he got thin going through two defenders.
Okay, we're going to have you define that in a moment. Tyus Jones, a former Timberwolf, drives on Draymond. Shot no good. Wanamaker tipped the rebound over to Wiggins. Wiggins on the right side. Warriors down by 1. 2:10 to go, first quarter of play. Bazemore right sideline, toss middle to Wanamaker. Off the dribble, dumped it downstairs to Draymond. The cutter is Bazemore. A beautiful weak side cut in for a score and a timeout for Memphis. 24-23, the Warriors with a quick 6 to take the advantage right here on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. Mentioned the Valanciunas had 10 rebounds, but they took a rebound away from him. He's got 9 now. Always fun when that happens on a score sheet. So,
I don't know if he gave it to somebody else or not.
It's a mystery. 24-23, Warriors lead by 1. No Stephen Curry tonight. Wiseman and Pascal back in the Bay Area. And you think about that. Wiseman, Pascal, Marquise Chris, is out. So all your bigs other than Kevon Looney on the sideline. Grizzlies have it. Tyus Jones bent over at the waist, guarded by Wanamaker. Throws a pass, kind of a UCLA set there for Memphis, trying to penetrate was Winslow. Can't do a turnover. Here comes on the break. Wiggins and Bazemore. Ball deflected away by Melton. The trailers Lee back to Wiggins. Corner 3 for Wiggins. Knocked it down. And Memphis has turned the ball over 5 times. The Warriors have cashed in for 11 points. Here comes Tyus Jones. Warriors up by 4. Good pump fake. On the dribble drive. Bank gets it over to Jones. Cross court skip pass. Melton takes it on the right side. Weaving his way through traffic. Feeds Jones. Tees up a triple. No good. We have a whistle and a foul.
Do not say you fouled a three-point shooter. And that's what Bazemore did.
I won't say it, but I will neither confirm nor deny that it happened.
I can tell you right now, the Warriors are playing some pretty good defense. They really scrambled on that last play, and then, unfortunately, fouling a three-point shooter. It's a cardinal sin.
Well, it's one thing, Jim. sometimes when you're broadcasting for a team, you get really too close to things.
Yes.
You know, and you don't step back and see it.
Yeah.
This Warriors team is a really good defensive team.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a really good defensive team, and it's a major reason why they're in the hunt for a playoff spot.
What are they, number six or seven in defensive efficiency now?
And that's gone down. They were up to four at one point.
Exactly. They've slipped a little bit recent times. But they really played that well. Everybody on the same page. They did it perfectly. And unfortunately, you just get too close. You just can't get close to somebody if you're flying through.
And Tyus Jones makes the pay. He hits all three. Six-year pro out of Duke. Six-foot guard. 27-26 Warriors. 1:09 left in the quarter. Draymond Green low right. Wanamaker flashes through. That leaves Lee open. Curling off a pick, and he buried a triple.
How about that? They've already made six tonight. That's keeping them.
Sometimes when a star player goes out, you know, there's not a lot of pressure on the guys on the floor. They can tend to relax and play a little bit better. Jones, cross court, skip up top to Winslow. Winslow takes Wiggins to the paint. Shoots a tough fadeaway. That won't go. Bazemore pulled down the rebound. Looks ahead. Goes cross court. Wanamaker off a screen. Steps into a two. It's up and good on the left side.
I love the way Wiggins played defense last time. Winslow had no idea he was going to converge on him there and take it off.
Two for one look for the Grizzlies. Jones, top of the key. Jumper won't fall. Rebound goes to Damian Lee. 27 seconds, 26, and now he'll slow it down. Wanamaker pass over to Wiggins on the right side. Steve Kerr right behind Wiggins on the sideline, orchestrating. Wiggins gets a screen, goes in hard, goes up, missed it. We'll get to the free throw line with 15.6 to go.
Tell you what, he's made some really good plays in his first quarter, and he's gotten to spots on the floor. It looked like they were blocked off, and remember I said he got thin driving to the basket that one time?
Exactly, and we didn't get a chance to define it. What do you mean by that?
Well, there were two players, and he didn't look like there was any room. They thought they had him cut off, but he squeezed between them because he got more narrow. He took the ball up into his chest area. They couldn't get to it, and he took that one step and went right between them and finished with a driving layup. And on that one right there, he looked like he was, you know, closed off the baseline, but he got by another defender. They didn't expect that, and then he outquicked him on the jump.
There might have been some in our audience who were expecting some sort of Marvel Comics explanation, but no. You gave it very succinctly and correctly. Free throw is good for Wiggins. He hit them both. Warriors up by eight. It's a 16-3 push in the last 3 minutes and change for Golden State. Jones with it right side. Comes across to the logo. Feeds on the far wing. Bane penetrates. Cross court pass. Good catch by Melton with 2 seconds. Has to take a contested three. It's an air ball. The quarter is over. And the Golden State Warriors, without Curry, without Wiseman, without Pascal, get 12 points in the first quarter from Wiggins. 8 for Poole. And they lead at the end of one. 34-26 on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. Well, Golden State leading at the end of 134-26. We're in the Cyber Policy broadcast booth. Brought to you by Cyber Policy. It's a winning cyber defense. Warriors get 12 points from Andrew Wiggins on 4 of 7 output. And 8 from Jordan Poole, hit 3 of his 4 shots. And Golden State, with this 8-point lead, getting contributions up and down the roster. 7 points already off their bench for Memphis. 8 points for Grayson Allen, 7 for Valanciunas. He has 9 rebounds, and the first tip of the second quarter goes up and in. Brandon Clark gets a bucket, and Memphis on the board. We are broadcasting from Chase Center here, and sometimes the producers and directors don't really get us back to live action until something is already happening. But
I'd like to mention this, Tim.
Yes, go ahead.
With 3.5 minutes to go in the first quarter, the Warriors were 7 of 20 from the field, and had 18 points. Well, they finished and made their last 6 shots of the quarter to get to 34.
Well, 34-29 as Clark gets a 3-point play to start the second quarter. Foul is on Juan Toscano-Anderson, who's out there. Sets a pick for Poole, dribbled off the foot of Brooks and goes out of bounds. So it is Poole, Lee, Wanamaker, Bazemore, Toscano-Anderson. Very small lineup for Steve Kerr against Brooks, Melton, Winslow, Clark, and Jones. Another small lineup. And that's for Taylor Jenkins, the head coach of the Grizzlies. Wanamaker catches off a pick from Toscano Anderson, misses the three. Coming back for the rebound is Tyus Jones. Gets it on the far wing for Melton. Back cut by Jones. Feed inside Clark. He goes up and scores. And it's a one possession game.
Number 2 in the league in fast break points.
Yep, and he'd like to get up and down. Clark hoping his The Bulldogs of Gonzaga have a great tournament after a great regular season. Dribble drive by Poole, no good. He got fouled, goes down hard.
I think he got hit in the face.
Yeah, he's holding his face with his left hand and now holding his right elbow.
Made a nice drive there, and we saw that last game. He never put two hands on the ball. He put it in one hand and scooped it up, almost went in. I think sometimes you can take contact. If you have both hands on the ball, Tim, you can finish the play a little easier. And you could also draw contact easier, by the way, if you put your left hand on that ball coming from the right side without pushing off. Sometimes you have a tendency, it's natural with your hand on the ball in the right hand, the left hand, there's a tendency to ward that man off. If you keep it on the ball, you won't do that.
Well, they're going to take a look at this. They're going to replay it and take a look at, see if there is any kind of a flagrant foul in this. And so they've gone back to the replay center in Secaucus, somewhere in the bowels of Secaucus. Jason Phillips has his crew assembled.
He got hit. They got tangled up in the legs, and that they're not going to call flagrant on that. That's why he fell down.
They have called it if they think it's intentional in the past.
I don't think that's intentional.
I don't think so either, but I'm just telling you what they have done. Now he's holding his left wrist. He went from holding his elbow to his wrist. So his whole arm hurts. By the way, the call right now but that's being reviewed is brought to you by RingCentral, the official enterprise cloud communications partner of the Golden State Warriors. RingCentral, message, video, phone together.
Tim, you played enough ball. You know what I mean about putting both hands on the ball as you're going in and knowing the contact's coming from the left side?
Absolutely. But a lot of players, including John Morant of Memphis, they do it with one hand.
After review, the defensive foul remains a common foul. We'll shoot two free throws.
John Corbin with the explanation. We thank him for that. I think that little microphone idea that they started down in the bubble is one of the better things they've done.
Absolutely.
And you get in a couple of the guys do. Zach Zarber the other night, what a great explanation he had. Yep. Just bang, 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 bang.
Well, Poole's the second best free throw shooter on the team behind Curry.
Well, for Jordan Poole, this is not just a night to show that he can score and know that he's not going to get pulled if he takes a couple of shots. I think this is a night to further his place on this roster.
Absolutely.
So that he can become maybe the Warriors' mini microwave, if you will, coming off the bench. He hits two. He's in double figures already with 10. And the Warriors lead by 5, 36-31. Tyus Jones guarded by Wanamaker. Brooks comes off a screen by Clark. Gets a switch. He's guarded by JTA. Brooks cut off. Rotates to the wing. Melton tries to make a move on Poole. Takes a baseline. Leans in. Pass to a cutter. Great catch inside. Lobbing low and a whistle and a foul. Jones made a great catch of a hard pass that time. And Clark, again, being the player that so far this quarter the Warriors have not had an answer for. And the lob went to him, and he got fouled on the catch. He shouldn't be shooting here, and he's not. Jones will throw it in below the far hash mark. Two-hand toss. Got it in. Gets it back to the right elbow. King gets JTA on a switch off a feed from Winslow. Dribble drive by Winslow. Lost it. Bazemore gets it. Toss out to Lee. He's open. Didn't fire. Bazemore catches, and now they have to run a half-court set. Poole back to Bazemore. Good head fake. Dribbles down the lane. Gets stripped, a whistle, and a foul. So Memphis, they put Allen back in the starting lineup, but Clark went to the second unit five. They have been working with Xavier Tillman as their backup five, but went to this group. And every player off the bench in their win the other night over Miami was plus in plus minus.
Well, they wanted to get a little offense. Tillman, really good defensive player. He was a defensive player of the year in the Big Ten.
Free throw by Bazemore is true. Warriors already 5 of 5 from the stripe. Bazemore was a National Defensive Player of the Year at ODU. Misses the second free throw. Golden State 37, Memphis 31. Playing at the FedEx Forum, a site of some great battles in 2015 between the Warriors and the Grizzlies in the playoffs. Brooks goes down the lane, strip, whistle, foul. Matt Bowen with the call, and I think that's going to go against Jordan Poole.
Just too many times you try to reach inside and strip that ball when a guy's shooting. And it's kind of a death sentence for you.
Well, Jordan Poole, his improvement, Steve Kerr talked about that the other day, and he invoked John Wooden.
Well, John Wooden had one of the all-time great basketball quotes, be quick but don't hurry. And Jordan was in a hurry last year, and now he's just quick. And when you hear players say the game has slowed down a little bit, it basically means they're no longer in a hurry, but they're able to get where they want to be by being quick and decisive. And I think that's what we're seeing with Jordan.
Two free throws good for Dylan Brooks, and it's a four-point Warriors lead. Poole with a catch. Warriors half-court set. JTA releases down the lane, rotates to Lee, finds a cutter. It's Wanamaker. Cross-court skip pass, sails out of bounds over the head of defender and offensive player alike. No one could have got that one.
No, that's a bad play.
Maybe your old friend Jumpin' Johnny Green could have elevated to get that one. But
he would have never been at the three-point line. I was on a team, and the coach said, John, you can't hit him in practice. Don't take him in the game.
Oh, wow.
From the distance.
They were a little less PC back in your day.
That's true.
Jones off a screen, rotates over to the open man, Justice Winslow with a three. That is no good. Bazemore defensive board, takes it to the timeline. Drifting, now tries to drive and again draws a foul. And this will be on Tyus Jones for rerouting him at the top of the key.
I'll tell you, I love the way the Warriors are playing. They've made some mistakes, but everyone is really focused tonight. They're alert, and they're playing with confidence.
Allen in, Winslow out for the Grizz. Lee throws into Toscano-Anderson. Bazemore straddling the three-point line, top of the key. Watches Poole sail through. Bazemore wants a two-man game with JTA. Gets the screen, jumpers up, does not fall. Melton pulls down the rebound. He's a good rebounder for his size.
He's a good player.
Over to Allen. Dribble drive now in by Jones, stripped and stolen by Damian Lee. That was Brooks, excuse me. Over to Toscano-Anderson. Toscano-Anderson in traffic, knocked away. Brooks will pick it up. Brooks the other way for the Grizz. They love to run. At the left elbow, though, Melton met by Lee. Dumped it downstairs. Clark on Bazemore, turns, a little flip, no good. Tipped it off the glass, and the rebound corralled by Toscano-Anderson. Nice article in the San Francisco Chronicle this morning on JTA. Jordan Poole as Lee tries to cut through and he gets fouled. No Stephen Curry tonight. Landed on his tailbone in Houston. Too sore for him to go. He'll try tomorrow when the Warriors play the Grizz in game two of this back-to-back set. Of Memphis, the site of one of the famous meals in Warriors history. Draymond Green taking Curry out in between playoff games in 2015. Warriors got their heads right and ended up winning the series. Nico Mannion on the floor the first time. Wanamaker to sit. Lee plays catch up top with Bazemore. Bazemore, dribble drive. Pass to the wing. Deflected. Poole has it. Poole to an open Wanamaker, or rather Mannion, but the pass way too low. And the ball comes up top to Lee. Has to take a desperation three. No good. Wanamaker was open, but Poole's pass was down at his feet. And Mannion could have had that shot. Pass inside. Clark. Clark turns and scores over Poole.
Biggest man on the floor right now.
He is, and he's really going to town inside. It's a two-point game, and Steve Kerr wants to talk it over. 37-35 Warriors, 8:20 to go second quarter on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. 37-35 Warriors on top, 8:20 to go before halftime in the CarMax game summary. Warriors off to a great start in the first quarter, led by 34-26, but the Grizz coming back. Thanks to a very strong performance so far by Brandon Clark, who has 7 points off the bench. Nico Mannion with the ball, handling here. Pass to Juan Toscano-Anderson. Hand off to Poole. It's kind of the boardwalk bunch out there now from Santa Cruz. Down the lane, Poole with a floater. It's up and good. 39-35 Warriors. Allen tries to take Mannion off the dribble. Blows right by him for a left-handed dunk. Got to be a little bit stronger on that one.
Yeah, they didn't close the hole. Didn't get in front of him.
39-37. Second quarter action continues from the FedEx Forum. Poole, dribble drive to the rim, and he dunked it with the right hand. Jordan Poole with back-to-back buckets, and Taylor Jenkins didn't like that straight line drive to the rim. He bounces up and calls a timeout. 7:39 to go first half. Warriors 41. Grizzlies 37 on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. Well, our Twitter question brought to you by the K5 from Kia. As always, we want to know where and how you're listening. But we also want to know tonight, just because it's on the start of the NCAA tournament, who's winning your bracket? who's going all the way in your bracket. You can hit me up on Twitter at Warriors Vox or send me an email, Tim Roy at Warriors.com. It's T-I-M-R-O-Y-E at Warriors.com. Jim's is UOGrad66. That's his Twitter handle. John Morant spins all the way to the rim. Gets by two defenders, 41-39. That's our count. Warriors on top. 7:14 to go. No Curry, no Pascal, no Wiseman for Golden State. Grizz come out in the zone defense here. They pass to the corner. Damian Lee misfires on a three. Allen back for a rebound. Out there with Morant, Brooks, Clark, and Jones. Allen to Brooks. Leans down.
He traveled.
No call. Apparently a discount in Tennessee. The Morant with the ball up top. Dribbles on Lee. Backs up. They give him a three. Takes the three. No good. Mannion back for the rebound.
That's the way to play him. Make him shoot outside.
Nico crosses midcourt. Crossover dribble. Stumbles and falls. And the ball goes out of bounds. Knocked that way by Memphis. That's a huge break for Golden State.
I'd say, Tim, that was ugly.
That was.
There's nowhere to go. And you're stumbling. And you're going where there's no room.
That had rookie written all over it. It really did. And Nico's a great kid. You know, he's going to learn, but that was just trying to make something where there was nothing. So we have more substitutes in now. The starting lineup comes back in for Memphis. Brooks, Anderson, Valanciunas, Allen, and Morant. Draymond Green's out there for the Warriors. Here comes Wiggins. Wiggins, who had the 12 points in the first quarter. And he's going to get Jordan Poole a breather. Poole leading the Warriors with 14. Mannion to toss in near side of the basket to our left. Lobbed it up top to Draymond. Catches outside the arc. Hands it back to Mannion. Sets his feet. Lets it fly. Back rim miss. Draymond the rebound. To Wiggins. Top of the key. Three off the dribble. Front rim. Bounced over and dropped through.
He's made three threes already tonight. Four attempts. And he's got 15.
Boy, very rarely do you see a shot hit the front rim that way. And they go spin up in the air and go by. Now Damian Lee deflected a pass up top. It's headed for Brooks. Goes baseline on the drive. It got tripped by Brooks, and it's a foul. Came down the right side and saw Brooks right there, so took that extra dribble, trying to get underneath the hoop, Jim, and draws the foul on Brooks.
Well, I'll tell you what, he did the right thing. He's ahead of the pack, doesn't quite have the angle, but he does have an angle enough, and he did the right thing trying to go to the basket and force the issue.
Easily could have been an and one there. Brooks picking up his second foul.
You're right about that. You can see the anguish on his face. He knew he probably should have made the basket. Now he misses the first free throw.
Kaiser Permanente scoreboard. Third quarter in Boston. Sacramento 62. Celtics 52. Third quarter in Cleveland. San Antonio 64. Cleveland 46. Second quarter in Miami. Indiana 52. The Heat 41. Second quarter in Orlando. Magic lead by 7. 6:12 to go here, first half. Lee cashing in on the second of two. It's a six-point advantage for the Warriors, 45-39. John Morant on the bounce to Brooks, off a screen by Valanciunas. Brooks down the lane, slow motion move, stripped and stolen. Too many bodies there, and Lee comes out of the pack with it. Toss to the left wing. Wiggins wide open for three, cashes in.
You just know it was going to be in, Tim. You knew when he caught it. He was open. You knew it was going down.
48-39. We have the largest lead of the half for the Warriors by 9. Another timeout for Memphis. I think we've already had our two timeouts in the second quarter, so we're going to keep it here right now as the Warriors playing well in this game in Memphis. First game of the back-to-back. Steve Kerr talking about preparing for Ja Morant.
He's so explosive, so athletic and fast, and he just sort of gets into seams that other people wouldn't be able to get into. And he's one of those guys who you know you think you've got hole filled and he just blows right through it. So we can't be too shocked by his speed. We've got to be overly prepared in transition, you know, loading up, building walls in front of him. We can't let him get free. Can't let him get to the rim. That's all easier said than done. So he's a great young player, and we got our hands full guarding him.
Well, so far, John Morant, 4 of 6. He has 8 points, but 10 for Allen, 7 for Valanciunas, 7 for Clark. They've done the damage, but it's really been the Warriors. Jordan Poole and Andrew Wiggins both lined up in the guard spot tonight. They've combined for 32 points, 6 of 8 from 3, and 11 for 15 overall.
Yeah, and they both played about 13 minutes. Wiggins, by the way, with his 18, just remember, against Utah, the win against Utah was his season-high 28, and the way he's going right now, I'd sure like to see a 30-plus point game.
Well, the Warriors' 2021 season presented by Kaiser Permanente. And the Warriors would be a spirited victory here if they were able to pull this off. But obviously lots of basketball on the clock right now. 5:42 to go before halftime. Morant to Allen. Allen looks for the Valanciunas. Kind of a high post position, guarded by Draymond. Holds him off. Right-hand dribble. Gets doubled. Pass into the paint. Stolen by Wiggins. Intended for Anderson.
Played perfectly.
Oubre Jr. right corner. Back up top to Wiggins. Off a screen by Draymond. Wiggins up top to Damian Lee for three. It's good. Lee with another triple. So Damian Lee, who has not played a lot lately, has come off the bench tonight for 7 first-half points, and the Warriors lead 51-39.
He's always ready, though. A lot of energy from him.
John Morant, dribble drive. Tough shot over Draymond. Defended well. No good. Rebound slapped around. Wiggins has it. He's on the break. Euro steps in. Gets fouled by Brooks on the pass. Was looking for an open Nico Mannion.
I'll tell you, the Warriors moving that ball and shooting well. They've made 9 of 19 threes already tonight.
14-4 run. Wiggins to the free throw line. Again, our Twitter question brought to you by the K5 from Kia. Where and how are you listening? And who's winning your bracket? Who have you deemed worthy of your NCAA tournament bracket? Is it the Bulldogs of Gonzaga? Maybe Baylor? I had Colgate. I think I'm out right now. So I think that thing, you know. Had the Red Raiders. A sentimental pick, I know.
14 assists him on the Warriors, 18 made baskets. Nice percentage.
51-39 is Wiggins. First free throw was no good. Second one good. So he's 3 of 4 there tonight. Warriors lead by 13. 52-39. Grace with the handle. Morant off the dribble. Pass to the curling. Allen comes down the right side. Gets it to Melton. Down to Morant. Blasting down the lane. Looking for the dunk. Missed it. And a blocking foul called on Draymond.
Ooh. Well, I'll tell you what. He's got some hops, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
Holy mackerel.
And quick hops. Draymond Green comes over to politely say, I think you're wrong with this call.
Well, he was in the restricted area.
Was he?
Yep.
Yep. Yep. Foot was on the line.
Yeah, he was in the restricted area.
Because he didn't foul him any other way. I mean,
no, that's what it was. And when he objects, by the way, to a call, he's usually right if he doesn't foul somebody. But it's automatic if you're in that restricted area.
Morant, first free throw good. He and Draymond now going through some witty banter as they line up around the free throw line.
Morant misses the free throw.
Second free throw, and Valanciunas called for a foul. You know, it's interesting. I saw the Warriors' assistant coaches use Nico Mannion as a prop before the last time out, showing the officials how some of the Grizzlies were getting offensive rebounding advantage, and they get Valanciunas on a push on the free throw.
Uh-huh.
And so with 4:45 left of the half, we're going to walk down the other end, and Draymond Green now with a chance of free throws.
You do that on the line, Tim. Number one, you try to get in a little early. And then you push, so you get contact, you don't notice it.
Let's pause 10 seconds right now. Station identification, this is the Golden State Warriors Radio Network. Draymond with 2 free throws, his first points of the affair. He has 7 rebounds and 5 assists. And Golden State, without Curry, Pascal, and Wiseman, they have a 14-point lead. 54-40.
Their defense has been superb.
Anderson takes a tough shot over Wiggins, up and good, turning left shoulder.
Plus, their offense has really come into play here.
54-42. Mannion waits for Draymond. Gets a drag screen. Comes the other way. Penetrates to the paint. Throws up top to Draymond. He'll hand off to Lee. Behind the screen, 3 is going to be short. And the rebound, circling back for it, is Melton. Melton, with no break to speak of, now waits. Dribbles on Damian Lee in the front court. Throws out to Valanciunas. He's up top by the circle. Picks up his dribble. Feeds Allen, pump fake to Wiggins, on the go, down the lane, stops, stumbles, left hand finish off the glass, and good.
Well, that was pretty.
Yes, it was. And he's starting to get into his NBA comfort zone, this kid. Draymond Green Throws to Damian Lee. No look to Wiggins. Goes to the corner. Oubre Jr. Pump fake. Dribbles. Finds the open man. Lee takes a dribble. Has all day to shoot a three. Missed that. And Valanciunas high for the rebound.
He started thinking about it.
Melton gets it to Allen, but he did not bring the ball into his hands. Sean Corbin hits the deck right in front of the Grizzly bench. He falls down. Ball goes out of bounds off the fingertips of Allen. And a turnover. He didn't catch it first.
He was wide open in the corner. The shortest part from a three-point on the court, and he knew it. He wanted to catch it and shoot it.
Yep. Always have to catch the ball first and then get on to the rest of your plan. Manny walks it up across the Grizzlies logo. Draymond Green gets it to Oubre Jr. He goes to the paint, draws a crowd, feeds Jordan Poole, who has returned now for Damian Lee. Poole off a screen from 17 in traffic. That lands with a thud. Rebound no good. Anderson comes back the other way. Throws middle to Melton. Melton steps into a three off the dribble. Short. And Oubre Jr. the rebound. Goes behind the back to avoid Melton. Takes it left wing. And now finds Wiggins in the front court. Warriors will set up. Wiggins had the ball squirted away. Doubled. Now feeds Mannion. Mannion dribbles in over to Draymond. Draymond little shot no good. Dunked home by Wiggins on the follow.
How's that for aggressiveness?
Wiggins stayed with the play. That was one of the uglier plays of the year, but it results in 2 points for Golden State. Allen falls down on the play, throws it outside to Morant.
He traveled.
drug his pivot foot on the catch and turned it over.
He took a big step without taking a dribble. Tim, man, they're forcing a lot of mistakes against Memphis tonight.
Grizzlies with 10 turnovers right now. Warriors have 5. And Grizzlies head coach Taylor Jenkins watching with arms folded, not a happy man. 56-44 Warriors.
See if he can build it before the half a little more.
Poole with 2:25 to go in the half. Stumbles on his drive on Clark. Circles it back outside to Draymond. Gets it back with a low pass. Right hash mark. Draymond says, go ahead, young man. Poole penetrates. Throws the ball. Deflected by John Morant. On the deck goes Allen. A whistle and a foul. And who is this going to go against?
It might go against Wiggins. This is interesting.
I don't know.
This is very
interesting. Sean Corbin was pointing to the floor. I think he's going to call Allen for undercutting. Matt Bowen was pointing to the floor.
But Allen went for the ball and had the ball.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know what? I wouldn't even call a foul on this play.
No, just both of them going for the ball.
Yeah.
And Memphis secured the ball. And I think they've called a foul on Allen. They have.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, I guess blocking below the waist might have been the foul call there. They went down for the ball, went to the floor, undercut Wiggins, and the Warriors get a break here.
Well, home court advantage is not honored there.
Not in the 2021 season. I don't think we have home court advantages this year.
Well, you're right about that.
Wiggins with a free throw. By the way, R.C. Davis is waiting patiently in our Discovery Bay studios.
The
locals call it Disco Bay. Yeah,
so Posh Studios.
Yes, Posh Studios.
By the way,
Discovery Bay. He's got the mirror ball going. You know, full steam.
Ready for this, Tim?
Yes.
Memphis at 18-19. They're 9-12 at home. 9-7 on the road. So that goes what you just said. No home court advantage.
Wiggins makes 1 of 2. 57-44 Warriors. Dribble drive by Morant. Leaves his feet. Finds Melton. Defended by Oubre Jr. Up with a left hand. Boy, he made it up as he went along. And scored it to make it 57-46.
He's quick and tricky.
Warriors lead. Wiggins off a pick. Gets downhill on Clark. Gets to the right hand. Around and down. Beautiful drive by Wiggins.
I've never seen him play better as a Warrior. Offensively, for sure.
He's got a 12-point quarter and a 24-point half. Shot by Morant. Defended by Draymond. No good. Draymond sends the ball the other direction. Oubre Jr. in the front court. Pulls up from 15. Knocked it down. 61-46. The Warriors with their largest lead of the half with a minute 25 to go. It's a 20-7 run in the last 5 minutes for Golden State. Morant over to Allen. Allen to the corner. Melton open for three. Short. Rebound. Comes down hard on Draymond. Secures the ball, dribbles it up the floor, comes left wing, feeds Wiggins off the dribble, steps into a triple. It's good! Wiggins buried it. He's got a 27-point half, and the Warriors lead 64-46. They're singing the blues right now in Memphis, Tennessee. On the drive, Moran on the other side. Lob in for Clark. Makes a good catch. Goes up. Blocked by Oubre Jr. Poole tried to save it. Knocked out of bounds by Clark. And the Warriors get it back with 46 seconds to go in the half.
They're doing everything right. And everything for Memphis is going wrong.
Boy, Wiggins just in a zone in this first half.
9 of 12 from the field. 5 of 6 from 3.
My goodness. Wiggins will bring it up. Warriors an obvious 2-for-1 here, but you don't want to go too soon. I'm going to take a little time off the clock here. Wiggins right side to Poole. Catches and fires. It's up and good. A 3 from the wing. It's a 21-point lead for Golden State and a 17-point half for Jordan Poole. My goodness. I thought the Warriors would play hard and play well. I did not expect this kind of a first half. 20 seconds to go. Morant below the hash mark on the right wing. Left-hand dribble to the paint. Spins. Oh, man.
A 360.
Wow, a 360 over Draymond Green. 67-48. That was unguardable.
Yes, it was.
Draymond Green with 10 seconds. Gets it over to Wiggins. Wiggins now waiting. Checks the clock with 5. Wiggins backs up to the logo with 3, with 2. Poe goes into a 3 on the way. In and out at the buzzer. And the Warriors will go in the locker room, leading 67-48. Andrew Wiggins, 27 points, 9 of 13 from the field, 5 of 7 beyond the arc. Jordan Poole, 17 on 6 of 8 shooting, 17 points in 17 minutes. The Warriors shooting 50% from the field, and they lead 67-48. R.C. Davis is up next, as the Warriors will take a well-deserved break at halftime and see if they can lock up a win in Tennessee on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. 27 in the first half for Andrew Wiggins. That's a career high for him, no matter what half or what team. The Warriors, for the third time in 4 games, have scored 67 or more points in the first half. And, of course, for Wiggins, 5 threes in that first half. Fifth time he's done that. He is 5 of 7 from the arc, 27 points. Jordan Poole was 17. Wiggins, on what he feels the Warriors need to do to build some momentum.
I feel like we just got to stay consistent, you know, both sides of the floor. You know, I feel like we can score with anybody, but it all starts on defense. You know, when we lock in defensively, you know, we're a scary team. We just got to continue to do so.
Now, their defense was good in the first half, holding the Grizzlies to 43% shooting and 2 of 10 beyond the arc, and after a quick initial 10 points in the paint in the first couple minutes, 34 for Memphis, but that's what they do. And if you have a 67-48 lead, Jim, you're not going to worry too much about the differential in points in the paint at this point.
Not at all. And I look at other things. The Warriors have out-rebounded this team. Amazing. And Valanciunas didn't play much after the first quarter.
Kyle Anderson launches a 3, first possession of the second half. And it's no good, but a whistle and a foul. It's going to be on Draymond Green.
Didn't take 10 seconds for all of that.
Nope.
I hadn't looked up to him. I hadn't realized they'd started.
It's a different discipline, that's for sure.
And I'll tell you another thing. The Warriors shot more free throws in the first half than the Grizzlies. So those are two areas that usually doesn't happen, rebounding and free throws.
Usually when you shoot more free throws, that's a sign of being the aggressor in the game.
They were aggressive and they were doing everything right. What a wonderful half to view and talk about.
Well, the Grizzlies, one of a number of teams the Warriors have yet to play before tonight. They still have yet to see the Atlanta Hawks, the Pelicans, the Thunder, the 76ers, and the Wizards. We'll see the Sixers coming up here on Tuesday. But no Joel Embiid in that game. He is sidelined with injury.
I think Memphis is a little shocked at what happened in the first half. Let's see how they handled it in the third quarter.
Well, Anderson gets him off to a great start. He hits all 3 free throws. And so now it's a 67-51 Warriors lead. Wiggins with the ball on top of the logo. Warriors going left to right on your radio down half number 2. And a kick called on Memphis. On Anderson, who has the usual look of choice from NBA players. Actually, he's right. He batted it down with his hand.
With his hand.
It was not with his foot. And they're going to correct that. So Golden State has to throw the ball in. 16 on the shot clock. Wiggins below the hash mark.
One of these games, if you're out there playing, like Warriors were, they didn't want the second quarter to end. They just wanted to keep playing, play the whole game right from then on.
Draymond Green off the inbounds from Oubre, gets it to the corner. Poole misfires on three, loose rebound. Poole spins in traffic, gets it out to Oubre on the left wing. Back to Poole, chest pass over to Wiggins. Wiggins tries to penetrate. He bumps Anderson out of the way, takes the jumper, no good. Draymond couldn't get the tip to fall, and Valanciunas with the rebound.
Missed a wide open one there.
Brooks throws for Valanciunas, and a foul on Looney.
Looney kind of jammed his finger on that last play down there, fighting for a rebound. I think it was an index finger on his shooting hand side. Kind of held it for a bit, and I know what that looks like and feels like.
Brooks will toss in the near side. If we had more time, I'd have you describe that. I don't know how much of a listener boost we would get, but Moran off the dribble, takes the jumper. It's up and good from 17.
Let's see if the Warriors can match this, the scoring here and play smart basketball.
67-53. We played 55 seconds of the third quarter. Grizz start the second half in this zone defense. Looney pass stolen away by Anderson, and the Warriors have not been good against this zone here. Anderson dribbles, backs up for a three look, doesn't shoot it. Morant gets it top of the circle. Gets Looney on a switch. He's going to try to get a running start from the right sideline, but takes a three instead off the dribble, and that's a break for the Warriors. Rebound goes to Wiggins. Draymond Green came over to help out, and Morant wanted no part of that. Wiggins drives down the lane from the left side, still gets to the right hand, goes up and scores.
I'll tell you, when he's scoring, it makes it look easy tonight. And you know what? He's playing it, and it feels just natural and easy. He's in the zone.
Valanciunas plays catch with Brooks. Brooks now locked up by Draymond, throws it outside for Allen. He gets Draymond on the switch. Allen takes him in, throws it out. Brooks guarded by Poole. Shot clock at five, got to go. Down the lane, the little flip on the drive, no good. Rebound, Poole. Poole up the floor. Denied by Brooks, gets the ball to Looney. Hands off to Poole, to Draymond, back to Poole. Fakes, splits traffic, and got fouled.
See what he did there, Tim? He threw the ball ahead past
between
the
defenders.
Defender.
Yeah.
And then chased it down. Not many people do that. And it's pretty smart when you have a lot of room to work with in front of you.
Saw Steve Nash do that.
Yes.
On a fast break one time.
Yeah. Yeah. He was clever.
Looney passed to Draymond, middle of the zone, out to Oubre Jr., was not expecting it. Draymond gets it over to Looney, little 10-footer, good.
No hesitation there, I like that.
Looney and Draymond dicing up the zone there, 71-53, Warriors up 18.
He's already doubled his average tonight, Looney with 7 points.
Valanciunas gets it over to Brooks for a three look that does not go. Looney has the board, up to Draymond, hustles up the floor, dribbles all the way into the left corner. Now to Looney, tap of the key, Poole, right side Wiggins in rhythm for a three. No good, Valanciunas defensive rebound. Kicked it out to the far wing to Morant. Morant with a dribble. Anderson changes the play, goes left wing to Brooks. They exchange. Now Morant, dribble drive on Draymond, shoots over and flipped, no good. Ball tipped away. Draymond is really defending him well tonight. Loose ball to Poole on the far wing. Poole to Draymond at the other end. Spins in traffic, feeds Looney, baseline, five-footer, good.
Oh, man. People are scoring, and you don't expect them to score, and that's what the defense is thinking right now.
Golden State goes up by 20, and Memphis wants to talk it over with 9 minutes to go in the third quarter. Warriors 73, Grizzlies 53 on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. Andrew Wiggins with the most points scored as a Golden State Warrior. He has 29 right now with 9 minutes to go in the third quarter. 10 of 16 shooting. Warriors lead by 20, 73-53. Morant to bring it up for Memphis. Goes high post to Valanciunas. Hand off to Allen. Allen gets downhill. Slow motion move to the rim. Left hand again.
He's tough.
73-55.
He doesn't mind contact.
Takes contact. And again, he just looks a lot more relaxed out there than what he did in Utah and previously with the Grizzlies. Draymond Green feeds Poole. Poole, 14-footer, swish.
This kid's playing like an all-star, Tim. He's unbelievable. He's got 19 points in 21 minutes, 7 of 10 shooting.
Let's also recognize Draymond Green is picking the Grizzlies zone apart. Draymond with the help on Looney there. Looney ties up Valanciunas for a jump ball.
Well,
but he's got 9 rebounds and 9 assists, Jim.
Working on a triple-double, but he hadn't made a field goal yet.
Well, remember, this is the place where he had the only triple-double without points in recent memory. 11 rebounds, 10 assists, 10 steals back on February 10th, 2017. Valanciunas tipped it back and goes right to Poole, a breakaway, and gets a layup.
That's the way it's going tonight. Unbelievable 22-point lead, biggest of the night.
Tipped it back and Poole outran everybody to the ball. He's got 21. Dribble drive by Anderson, gets to the rim. Draymond batted the ball in and lost it. A turnover. Anderson gets it back, takes it baseline. Bounce pass deflected by Draymond. He steals it back. Feeds Poole, who gets another breakaway, and it's a dunk.
I can't say anything, Tim, because I'm kind of laughing at this. What has happened to Memphis?
Unbelievable.
What are the Warriors doing to them?
79-57. Even when the Warriors mess up, they get a break out of it.
That's what I mean.
Justice Winslow off a screen. Bounce pass to Valanciunas. He's in deep, trapped. Locates Anderson. Pump fake. Flyby. No. Pass to the corner to Winslow. Back to Anderson. Pass blocked by Draymond. Loose ball goes to Wiggins. He's fouled by Anderson in the backcourt. And Draymond Green is dominating this game in the paint.
This does not look like a team. Memphis, I'm going to speak, that coming off a win over Miami, recent win over the Clippers, the Warriors are just outplaying them in every area and hustling. Great hustle there by Kevon Looney.
Boy, I tell you what, again, Draymond holding outside. Grizzlies have gone to man now. Wiggins takes a handoff, hesitates, spins, fires from 15, up and no good. Valanciunas with the board. He's got 13 rebounds.
That was in and out.
Allen takes it up the floor, cross-court feed, gets it to Winslow. Jumper no good, and the rebound goes to Wiggins. You can tell Winslow really needs to get some games under his belt. Wiggins to Draymond, low pass to Looney, good catch, good fake, takes it inside, goes up, and somehow it goes up and in. He threw it up, it went straight up and straight down and came in. And now a foul on the open floor as Morant was coming back the other way with Looney on the ground. Warriors 81, Memphis 57.
Tim, you know how that ball went in from Looney?
With divine guidance?
I was going to say, I have no idea how it went in. I have no idea how he shot that ball, how it went in. I don't even think he saw it go in. It fell to the floor.
Unbelievable. Looney at double figures. He's got 11. Anderson stripped on his drive by Wiggins, picked up by Looney. Here comes Draymond. Draymond steps around Anderson, takes it to the foul line. Backdoor feed for Wiggins. Wiggins throws it up top to Looney. Cross court to Draymond. He'll penetrate. Looney throws it outside to Wiggins. Shot clock at 8. Back to Draymond, right sideline. To Wiggins. Works on Valanciunas. Takes him on the dribble. Goes reverse, and it rolled off. And the loose rebound to Anderson. Valanciunas got whacked in the face. Allen, front court, won't shoot. Anderson tries to move in on Poole, shovel to Valanciunas, off balance, goes up, and a travel call on Valanciunas.
I saw it, Tim. I wasn't sure they're going to call a foul or traveling, and he did travel before any contact.
Check our Twitter question brought to you by the K5 from Kia. Marion checks in. She's syncing the television as usual. We appreciate that. She says the UCLA Bruins are in. She's very excited but not happy about it, what happened to Ohio State. So there you go.
Valanciunas travels like that because he's trying to get contact, so he leans in, and it cost him that time.
Warriors on the attack. Wiggins doubled left wing. Looney dribbles top of the key. Leaves it for Draymond. Back up top, Wiggins off a screen. Drives on Anderson. Draws two. Pass right through the hands of Oubre Jr. Allen leads an impromptu Memphis break. Dialing long distance off the front rim. Loose rebound goes off the shin of Valanciunas. It's out of bounds. Valanciunas thought he got fouled because he ended up on his backside.
Well, he's got 13 rebounds tonight, only 7 points, and things just aren't going well for him.
Line change now for Taylor Jenkins. Clark, Bain all come in along with Melton. Looney sits down for Golden State. Poole's out. Wanamaker's in. I said Looney was sitting down, but he went to the bench. Now he's jogging back on the floor.
I'll tell you what, he's looking tonight more and more like Draymond Green. The two of them have been magnificent in the paint defensively.
Brad Wanamaker calls out the play. Looney still out there with Wiggins, Oubre, and Draymond. Draymond tossed back to Wanamaker, right side to Wiggins. Wiggins cross-court and just taken right out of the air by Morant, who's fouled in the open floor by Wanamaker.
Wiggins made that pass.
Yeah.
Like there was no one there. But he telegraphed it and threw it right to him.
By the way, Jimmy, you look at this combination and you wonder why. Well, Poole is off now because when Wiggins comes off, they want to get Poole back out there to give him a little scoring punch.
Good point.
Now Lee comes in along with Bazemore. Damian Lee had 7 in the first half. No Stephen Curry. Pascal and Wiseman are here in the Bay Area. Morant, cross-court pass deflected away, goes out of bounds. Wiggins got a hand on it, couldn't get to it. Bain got in his way.
Bazemore would have had a breakaway layup.
81-57.
If they'd have taken control of that. Man.
Boy, Looney's sitting down. He's got 11 points and 3 rebounds. Ball comes over to the corner. Bain pump fake, takes a 3 on the second chance, doesn't get it to fall. Rebound Melton to Clark, stripped and fouled by Bazemore. And that's going to put Clark to the free throw line to shoot 2.
And he had to take a chance. He's going to dunk it. And now he's got to earn from the line.
Also on the Twitter side of things, wear a mask says they're doing much better than I thought with Steph, Wiseman, and Pascal out. Good to see Poole and Wiggins are doing so well as Damian Lee. So JR checks in as usual from San Jose. Listening on our flagship station, 95.7 The Game. KVN checks in, says the Warriors are on fire. Clark with free throws, hits 1, hits 2. 81-59, Golden State. Warriors with the lead and the ball. Wiggins tried to make a move and got fouled up top by Winslow. Wiggins, Green, Wanamaker, Lee, and Bazemore for head coach Steve Kerr. By the way, you can hit us up on Twitter at Warriors Fox, Warriors VOX, or Jim at UOGrad66. Join the party. Give us your thoughts. Wiggins, right side. What a performance by him. To Draymond. Draymond middle to Bazemore, left corner. Doesn't shoot it. Dribbles it middle. Had it stripped and stolen. It's a turnover. Here comes Winslow on the attack. Goes down the lane. Goes up and scored it over 2 defenders.
Nice move. Much more aggressive defensively is Memphis, and they're causing some turnovers here, Tim.
Draymond Green tries to dribble it in. The timeout call by Steve Kerr. He sees the same thing. 4:27 to go in the third quarter. Warriors leading by 20, 81-61 on the Golden State Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. Kevon Looney had 11 points against Sacramento back on January the 4th. He's got 11 right now. It's a season-high tie. Draymond Green has 9 rebounds, 11 assists. He's got over 10 assists for the 15th time this year. Damian Lee off a screen from Draymond. Buries a 3 as we come back to action. The Warriors lead 84-61. Again, coming out of a timeout, Steve Kerr and his staff always great about designing a play to get a great look. Melton, pass right through the fingertips of Clark. It squirts over to the left side to Winslow. Winslow, 2 dribbles, back up top. Morant now wants to go, drives on Wanamaker, who's called for a reach-in. 84-61 Warriors. Just a shocker today. And on the Kaiser Permanente scoreboard, by the way, Sacramento leading by 10, now 11 over Boston with about a second to go. 107-96. That's going to be a nice win for the Kings on the road.
And Boston will go under 500, Tim. I think they'll go to 20-21, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I don't know what's up with Boston these days. Free throw is good by Morant.
By the way, the Warriors have made 12 threes tonight out of 27, 44.5%. But that's 10 more threes than Memphis. And that's 30 points. That is significant.
John Morant's second free throw is off, and Draymond Green with the rebound. So Draymond's got a double-double, 10 points and 11 assists tonight. 84-62. And now up top, Bazemore finds Draymond attacking the basket to our right. Wiggins doubled on the catch. Bounce pass to Bazemore. Downstairs to Draymond, who came to the ball. Now locked up. Gets it out to Wiggins for 3. Missed it badly. Rebound to Melton. Lee ahead to Winslow. Winslow can't control it. Goes out of bounds on the baseline. Saved it, though, to Bain. Bain cross-court to Morant on the left wing. Morant throws a pass too high and too hard. Deflected off of Winslow out of bounds. Goes right to Sean Corbin, the lead official, and that is going to be 16 turnovers for the Grizzlies.
The Grizzlies are looking to double team here. Warriors all the time. They've got to be very careful where they're throwing the ball and where they're moving.
Wanamaker gets doubled and stripped of the ball. Loose ball. Draymond comes over, deflected it. It's out of bounds. And
see what I mean, though?
Last touch by Memphis.
They double immediately on that ball when they pick up the dribble. They know they've got to be desperate, try to make some steals, make things happen to get back in the game.
Taylor Jenkins trying to get his club moving, Jim.
Yep.
Ball thrown in, Wanamaker to Draymond. Draymond back to Wanamaker. Takes Morant downstairs, comes inside, off-balance shot, crawled on the rim, good, and a foul! That ball hung there like a putt on the lip of the cup and just waited for a second and said, okay, you get it today.
Tim, I've seen him roll around longer, but I've never seen him linger in one spot that long before it dropped in.
Man, just stayed there. Foul call is on Morant. And Wanamaker to try to seal off the three-point play. He does.
How big is that?
How big? It's the biggest lead of the night, 87-62.
That's a rhetorical statement I made, wasn't it?
I know, but I filled the blank. Sorry about that. Clark with the ball.
No, it's fine.
Gets it to Morant. Morant behind the arc, shoveled back to Clark, and he goes in hard and scores with a right hand.
He's got some talent. I like his body. He's springy.
And by far, he's been their best player off the bench tonight. 11 points. Bazemore and Wanamaker exchange. Wanamaker double back to Bazemore. Bazemore looks, finds Wiggins. Wiggins on the left wing, pressured by Winslow. Good defense. Wiggins dribbles it out to Draymond. Shot clock at 5, over to Wanamaker. Wanamaker back to Draymond. He'll take a 3 straight on. No good. Defensive rebound goes to Melton. Now to Morant. Warriors up 23 with 2:20 to go in the third. Morant off a pick. Baseline. Stepped out of bounds and turned the ball over. So if you had 2:15 to go in the third quarter, as the first time someone stepped out of bounds with the ball, including a rookie of the year, here tonight's winner.
You mentioned their bench. Their bench usually gives them 40 points a night. And at halftime, from their bench, they'd only gotten 12.
And they got 18 right now. Wanamaker down the right sideline. Dribbles a backup. 29 points from Wiggins, 23 from Poole. Draymond's orchestrated all to Damon Lee down the lane. He scores, coming down the lane to make it 89-64 using his offhand.
Yeah, quick thinking. He was going to go with his right, but he had to go back left.
Melton squeezes in, but sees Draymond. He's in trouble. Shoots over him anyway and scores.
Draymond left his feet. He doesn't usually do that, make that mistake.
Draymond will start with a handoff to Wiggins. Double team now to Draymond. Inside, Bazemore got free and misses the layup right at the cup. Clark cleared the rebound over.
He rushed it and there was no need to.
Melton stepped back for the three off the dribble. Slides at home. So a quick 5 points for the Grizz. The Warrior lead is at 20. Steve Kerr says, let's pick up the pace. Wanamaker on top of the logo.
Be nice to get some stops and run and get some easy baskets on transition.
Wiggins off the screen, down the lane, scores on the drive, got fouled.
Well, Wiggins really prefers his right. He can get to his right, everyone knows it, but he fooled on that one. The whole line there, two or three players, he went left on him on a crossover dribble and went all the way to the rim, and all three players were playing his right hand, Tim, right in the line.
And, you know, that to me, Jim, if he could use that move more often,
exactly. You got to have a counter there and be able to finish it.
Misses the free throw. 91-69. He's got 31, and we have a minute to go in the third.
Yeah, the worst thing he's done tonight is miss his free throws. 4 out of 7.
Waiting up top, Winslow. Pushes the shot up on the go. No good. Draymond Green leads Bazemore on the break. Bazemore stops to the trailer Wanamaker. 45 seconds to go in the quarter. Back over to Bazemore, top of the key right, throws it high post to Draymond. Draymond waits for Damian Lee, hands the ball off. Lee with two dribbles to Wanamaker, takes a quick three, bounced up, hit the top of the backboard and down. And Bain controlled the rebound to Morant.
Got to get a little air under that ball, get it up in the, give a nice arc.
Memphis did not have much of an angle for a 2-for-1. So with a 9-second differential, they're going to try to get off a shot as late as possible. Morant gets across court. Melton to Bain. Bain to Winslow. It's a corner three from the left side, and it's a swish.
It gives them a little hope here, finishing the quarter.
Yep. Wanamaker with 10 seconds left in the quarter feeds Wiggins. Wiggins theoretically with a final look now. dribbles across the logo with three, with two. Backs up Winslow, takes a three. It's on the way. Tried to bank it home, no good. And the quarter is over. Golden State will start the fourth quarter, leading by 19, 91-72. Draymond Green had seven assists in that third quarter of play. On the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. Time for your CarMax game summary. Points off turnovers. The Grizzlies excel in that. But tonight it's been the Warriors, 26-8 in points off turnovers. A Warrior high for Andrew Wiggins. He's got 31 through three quarters. And Jordan Poole with 23 on the night. Kevon Looney's tied his season high with 11. Golden State is playing some really good basketball tonight.
In a lot of areas, Tim. The rebounding has been superb here.
Poole to Looney, first possession for Golden State with Oubre Jr., Lee, and Mannion. Oubre Jr. left side. He's had kind of a quiet night coming off that injury. Spins, lost the ball, picked up by Looney. Looney with three on the clock to Damian Lee. Has to take a runner. It's up and good from the foul line. On the go, in traffic, and he buried it.
Well, you keep working hard and you make your own luck.
Brooks stops in the paint, shoots over Looney. It's up and good. Rolled it down.
But for Brooks, that's only a second basket of the game out of nine attempts. They've held him in check.
Brooks with Valanciunas, Melton, Clark, and Jones. Not a group that you would normally see with Memphis. Manning gets a pick, steps around his man. Open three left side, and it's up and no good. Valanciunas with a defensive rebound. On the right side, here comes Melton. Cruising the baseline. Pass stolen away by Poole. He anticipated the pass for the three. Feeds Mannion. Left corner to Lee. In rhythm for the triple. It's good. A three ball in the left corner pocket for Damian Lee. And the Warriors are back up by 21. Actually, I believe now they're calling that a two.
I love the steal by Poole.
Valanciunas with a little floater down the lane. The one-hander's up and good. It's 95-76. So must have been a toe on the line for Damian Lee there.
19-point lead once again, which they had at the half and the end of the third quarter as well.
Manning and Poole, your Santa Cruz Warriors combination down in the bubble. Oubre Jr. behind the break, takes a three, popped out. Valanciunas with a rebound.
Yeah, not his shooting night so far.
0-for-3 from distance. Tyus Jones, chest pass to Melton. Melton, entry pass to Valanciunas, working from the foul line, swings it up no good and draws a foul on Looney.
I don't think there's any center in the league that loves to draw contact more than Valanciunas. From Lithuania, and they play pretty rough over in that part of the country, Tim.
Who was the roughest center you played against?
The roughest center? Well, the toughest and the biggest and the strongest was Wilt.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I mean, it's hard to go past him.
Yeah. In many ways. Yes, Valanciunas at the line. He hits the first. It's 95-77.
Willis Reed was no picnic.
Oh, yeah. Willis always a tough customer there. Imagine Wes Unsell, if you ran to him, it wouldn't be fun either.
Oh, Wes.
Free throw, second one, no good. Rebound deflected, comes out of bounds, and it's going to be Memphis ball. Golden State could not secure the rebound.
But Wesley Unsell was fundamentally sound, so you didn't get hurt by him, and he was a nice guy. There were some that weren't quite as nice. Walt Bellamy.
Not nice on the court?
He didn't mind hitting you.
Melton. Penetrates, throws outside, got it on the wing. Clark goes in, knocked away by Looney. Clark gets it back to Melton, blocked by Looney. Loose ball, Manny goes to the deck. So does Looney. It's a shot clock violation. Kevon Looney getting it done on the defensive end.
Tim, did I say earlier, I'm watching Looney tonight, and he reminds me of Draymond Green. He's doing the things that Draymond does, and the two of them together have been magnificent in shutting them down inside.
95-77 Warriors with 9:47 to go.
Let's see if they can get some offense here.
This team continues its journey on what is a maddening season for the Warriors. Damian Lee's pass kicked by Valanciunas, and that will reset the shot clock to 14.
Five blocks tonight for Golden State.
I think you can make the case this is Looney's best game of the year.
Yep, I agree.
Damian Lee now off ball. Brooks just flattens Poole. And that's a foul that will give him number five on the night.
Not like a former University of Oregon player.
No, I just knocked them down.
To be guys, that feisty?
You guys, your ducks are angry. Those are angry ducks up there in Eugene. Looney with the ball in the inbounds. Gets it to Mannion on the right wing. Penetrates over to Lee left side up to Poole. Shot clock at seven. Poole spins on the dribble. Throws to Mannion. Mannion at the hash mark. Has to take it with one on the clock. No good. Rebound Lee and a fresh 14 for Golden State. See if they can get a better look here. Mannion off the pick. Hesitation drive. Locked up. Feeds it for Lee. He'll take it down to the foul line. One-hander. Too strong. Looney tipped the rebound loose on the floor. Looney goes for it. Hands off to Lee, who lays it in. He went right between the legs of Valanciunas on the handoff, and Damian Lee scored.
That's the play of the night.
Most creative assist of the year. Shot by Valanciunas. No good.
Oh, what?
Oubre Jr. gets the rebound. You're he was see, on gonna... the deck between the legs of Valanciunas and handed off to Damian Lee. The jumper up by Poole is no good.
I think it's just a little microcosm of how the Warriors are winning this game tonight. Right there.
97-77.
What a play.
Crossover dribble by Tyus Jones. His floater, no good. Rebound, Oubre Jr. Pressure, ball knocked away, gets it back. Drifting and now picks up the dribble.
He's making me hold my breath.
Looney to Poole. Poole drives in. Scoop to the hoop. Up and good over Valanciunas. And Taylor Jenkins has to call a timeout.
Where has this kid been? He's unbelievable.
Damian Lee, all of a sudden, in the blink of an eye, a season-high 18 points. Poole's got 25. The Warriors lead by 22. It's 99-77. 8:20 to go in Memphis on the 95-7 The Game Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. 99-77. Back to action as Memphis with the ball. Lob inside. Clark gets free and dunked it down. Clark with 13 off the bench. Warriors lead by 20, 99-79. Design play for the Grizzlies coming out of their timeout. Mannion with a low pass to Lee. Lee to Looney. Looney, handoff Poole. Poole backs up, bounce pass to Looney. Takes it on Valanciunas. Stops, nowhere to go. Throws it outside to Lee. Shot clock at three in traffic. Shot goes wildly off the glass. Might have been partially blocked there. Clark takes it the other way. Clark spins on Looney, floats it up short. And Damian Lee the rebound. Looney will bring it up with Lee playing catch as they cross the midcourt stripe. Lee, toss over to Mannion, who's cutting down the lane, shoots a floater over Clark, in and out. Valanciunas wrestled the rebound away from Looney. Goes to Tyus Jones, cross court to Melton. Melton with the dribble. Melton pulls up, shoots on the go, 14-footer up and good.
They know they've got a short window here to try to get back in it. And their defense has really picked up, and they're starting to score here.
Mannion,
down to 18.
Poole, Looney, and Lee all with a touch on this possession. Oubre comes up off a pin down, catches top side right, throws to Mannion. Mannion had an open look, didn't shoot it. Lee gets it left wing to Looney. Cutting is Lee, takes a pass from Looney and gets fouled. No, a travel on Damian Lee. I thought he got fouled in the play. But Lee turned it over, wearing a bandage on his right hand.
I'm not sure they can go inside and be successful right now. And they've got to find somebody who can hit an outside shot here in the next couple of possessions.
Tyus Jones waits and gets it to Valanciunas. Up top, dribble handoff to Brooks. Brooks has Oubre Jr. on his hip and draws a foul to shoot two with 6:34 to go.
And this is how you get back in games. I know it looks like a pretty good lead, and it is, but if you foul someone, put them on the line when they're shooting, they get two free throws and it stops the clock. And you can get back in a lot easier that way.
There's nothing better when you're behind than to whittle into somebody's lead and the clock's not moving.
Exactly.
Brooks hits the first. So we will...
Can't assume anything.
Yep. Warriors got to take a timeout after the first made free throw. 99-82, that's their lead. We'll take the break on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. Golden State leading by 17, 99-82, 6:34 to go. Damian Lee with a season-high 18 for Golden State. Wiggins a Warrior-high 31. At the free throw stripe, Brooks makes the second of two. And so now it's down to a 16-point lead. Draymond Green and Wiggins are back out there. Wiggins wants the ball and gets it from Draymond. Gets a screen. Throws off the dribble to Mannion. Back to Wiggins. Screen by Draymond. Wiggins splits traffic down the lane. Gets bumped by Winslow and put Andrew Wiggins on the free throw line to shoot a couple. Mary checks in. Santa Barbara synced to the television as always, and she's enjoying this one. Boy, I have to say, if the Warriors could close this out, Jim.
Yes.
This win, to me, would be as impressive as the win against Utah, simply because of the circumstance.
I agree with you 100%.
The Grizzlies in the middle of a 6-day, four-game homestand. They've got Boston coming in here. Boston will be angry because they lost at home to Sacramento. First time in 14 years they had lost to the Kings at home.
Now, Mannion goes out, and Mike Mulder comes in. So I think look for Jordan Poole to be handling the ball.
Wiggins hits two free throws. He's got 33 now. Mulder defending Tyus Jones. One of four Canadians on the floor tonight in this game. Mulder gets a deflected rebound, takes it across midcourt. Pass over to Wiggins.
They're going to need some scoring.
Draymond catches at the elbow. Screens for Wiggins. Wiggins drives on Valanciunas, dishes to Lee. Catch and shoot three. Got it! 21 for Damian Lee. And the Warriors on top by 21. 104-83.
Big game for Damian, and four threes made.
And a timeout for the Grizzlies with 5:52 to go in this one as they're starting to run out of time in this game.
Season high for Lee.
A big, interesting night in Memphis for the Golden State Warriors. Draymond Green with 13 assists, and he talked about his rising assist numbers.
You know, early on in the year, there was a lot of things that I wouldn't see that, you know, that I would see that other guys weren't seeing, you know, but with the repetition, with the time together, you know, guys are starting to see that. Kelly Oubre has been fantastic cutting off the ball, Wiggs. Obviously, you know, I can always find Steph somewhere, you know, Wise coming and putting that pressure on the rim. So it just means my teammates are playing well.
Well, they're playing well tonight, but Draymond, you know, as well as Wiggins has scored, Poole has scored tonight, Jim, Draymond Green's had equally a great effort in this game tonight. Only 2 points, hasn't made a shot from the field, but he has orchestrated this win. He has directed the Warriors on the offensive end.
I've been taking notes and I wrote him down, and I also put a slash Looney because he's teaching Looney how to do the same things, and they've been a great 1-2 punch tonight defensively, clogging up the middle and taking away all the strengths that Memphis has inside. And Valanciunas is he's always going to battle you, but he's got to be frustrated a little bit.
Well, Golden State with a really spirited performance. They very easily could have rolled over in this one. No Stephen Curry, Pascal and Wiseman back in the Bay Area, but they have responded in a big way.
You're scaring me a little bit. It's not over yet.
Yep. Bane to Tyus Jones. Cross-court feed to Bane. Gets it over to the corner, uh-huh. Takes it, hits a three. 104-86. You're right. There's plenty of time left in this game. A little 8-0 run, and all of a sudden you got a ball game. Wiggins to Draymond. Draymond's pass batted out of the air. Loose ball picked up and a steal for Memphis. Scooped the hoop up. No good. Tipped it home. The Grizzlies get a tip that time as Tilly was off and running and Xavier Tillman gets a bucket. So Taylor Jenkins has emptied his bench here. 104-88. Bane, Jones, Tillman, Tilly, Conchar for the Grizzlies. Off the screen, Wiggins. Wiggins drives, takes a hit from Tillman and scores over him with a right-hand flip.
Yep, Tillman's a really, really good defender. But remember, he's a rookie. He doesn't know where Wiggins likes to go.
And now we get a whistle and we get a foul, I believe.
You have to know the opponent and take away his strength.
Xavier Tillman out of Michigan State. So you know two things coming out of that program. He's going to be tough. He's going to know how to play defense.
That sweetheart of a coach up there. I know all about the grabbing of the player.
Tom Izzo.
Yep.
Well, their rebounding drills, I heard, are just unbelievable.
Well, he was in trouble after the last game.
Tillman, the all-time leader in blocks at Michigan State. That tells you something. We have a stoppage in play here.
Golden State is challenging the on-court ruling of a defensive foul on number 23.
So they're challenging a call on Draymond Green. Draymond's been pretty good this year when he's told – Steve Kerr about challenges. Kerr, 9 of 15 on challenges.
They're going to lose it.
Yeah. Draymond got him across the wrist.
They're going to lose that one.
But the green light, we have a green light special in Memphis, Tennessee. Killian Tilly's on the floor now for Memphis. He's a rookie out of Gonzaga. First team West Coast Conference a year ago, 6'9", 220. Averaging 13 points a game a year ago with 5 rebounds, shooting 53% from the field. And John Conchar out there, 6'5 wing player from Purdue Fort Wayne, undrafted in 2019, has played for the Memphis Hustle in the G League. And Purdue Fort Wayne play in the Fort Wayne Allen City War Memorial, which is where the Fort Wayne Pistons play.
I was going to say, that's got to be 50-some years old, 60 years old.
Fred Schaus, Dick Rowe played in that arena. And, of course, Purdue Fort Wayne, they are, everyone knows, they're the Mastodons.
You got to tell everybody who Fred Schaus is, or Dick Groat. Dick I hope Groat. They know Dick Groat.
Dick Groat, great Pittsburgh Pirate shortstop.
Yes, he was.
And
who was the second baseman, Tim?
Bill Mazeroski.
Very good.
Series-winning home run over the Yankees in 1960. And so he ended up was a very good basketball player. He ended up doing. Dick Groat ended up on the Pittsburgh basketball broadcast. Pittsburgh, mm-hmm. University of Pittsburgh. And so he was there for years, retired just a couple of years ago.
He was an all-league player.
The challenge by Golden State is unsuccessful. It remains a defensive foul on number 23. All right.
So it's a foul on Draymond Green. As you correctly surmised, Jim, it's unsuccessful.
I can still see. Things happen that fast.
We won't get into what you can't do anymore, but that's okay.
Tim, yeah. You're right. But there are a lot of things.
106-88. Warriors trying to close this out against a bench group from Memphis. Bain catches the inbounds, takes a flip from Tilly, gets it to the left side, shoots a contested three. Draymond blocked it.
Yeah.
Got a hand on it. Again, so many players, they see a big, I can take this guy. They don't think it through. It's Draymond Green. Wiggins backs up his defender, shoots a three, and nailed it. Nailed it.
Nothing you can do as a defender. I mean, he goes at you and step back, quick three, it's down.
38 points for Wiggins. Tyus Jones over to Tilly. His three from the right side's good.
How about that?
Quick release.
Undrafted rookie. But Gonzaga, what a program.
Yeah, what a job Mark Few has done there. Just consistently good. Wiggins spins, hangs, shoots. It's up and good. Tough shot.
He can't do anything wrong.
Nope. Wiggins with 40. Eighth time he scored 40 or more in his career. 111-91. Warriors 3:42 to go. Right side Bain not afraid to fire. No good. Tipped up by Tilly. That doesn't go. Scooped up by Mulder. As he subs at the scorer's table for Golden State. Draymond to Mulder. Mulder for three. No. Circling back for the board, Bain. Bain tries to drive, pass inside, and the layup on the back plate. Hung there for a moment, but Xavier Tillman gets the hometown discount. 111-93. Must be some stick-em on those rims. Poole took it to trouble, blocked away. I believe that was Tilly who got that block. He catches in transition.
He's 6'10".
Conchar gets it over to Bain. Bain for three, no good. Tilly with a rebound. Conchar not afraid to fire. Hits that top of the circle. Steve Kerr's got to call a timeout. 111-96. Warriors on top here in what has been a very spirited effort for Golden State and a 40-point night for Andrew Wiggins. 2:51 to go for Memphis on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. 111-96 is his ninth 40-plus game for Andrew Wiggins. 14 of 24 from the floor. And the Warriors have just controlled this game from really the opening few moments against the Grizzlies.
And Wiggins, a major part of it, along with Jordan Poole offensively. But we got to talk about it. We will afterwards. Green and Looney.
With the ball to JTA. Over to Mulder. Mulder's jumper from the wing bounces up and bounced it in. Mulder with a three.
15th three for the Warriors.
114 to 96.
You can breathe a little easier here.
Tilly sets his feet left side. Triple doesn't go. Wanamaker had the rebound stolen away. Bounce pass Bain inside. Tillman, right hand slam.
You got to know where the defender is when you turn. If he's right behind you, you can't leave the ball lagging on your hip.
Toscano Anderson to Mulder. Finds Poole. Poole, crossover dribble to the circle. Back to Mulder. Lets it fly in the left wing. Roll down. Conchar with a rebound. Dribbles between the legs. Takes down on Poole. Gets it up in the wing. Tilly to Jones. Slow motion drive by Bain. Banked at home. That's nicely done. 14-point game with a minute 50 to go. 114-100 Warriors.
Use a little time. Pass the ball around.
Poole to Toscano Anderson. Jump pass to Wanamaker. Cruising the baseline. Goes up and scores a layup low left. So Wanamaker now has 7 points.
You get the defense chasing and you'll find some openings, as they did.
And we get a whistle and a foul. It's on Wanamaker.
This was on purpose.
Yes, because Alan Smilagic is checking in. Another member of the Boardwalk Bunch along with Nico Mannion.
I'm hearing somebody, there are only a few of us up here, but I heard some applause from another room, Tim.
There's no cheering in the press box. Ball thrown in. Jones gets it over to Bain. Jones takes it right sideline. Tilly. Entry pass for Tillman denied by Smilagic. Jones with the dribble. Pass to the right side. Bain with a step back three off the dribble. And Bain looks like he has a really nice shot. He hits another one. That's 116 to 103.
He shoots 45% from three. He does have a shot.
Mannion outside the arc. Uses Smilagic as a screen to no advantage. Wanamaker dribbles, backs his man up, shoots over Conchar. And Wanamaker.
I don't know where that hit.
It hit and came straight down. Rebound goes to Tillman. Bain bumping Mulder out of the way, and it's going to be an offensive foul.
I think Memphis Grizzlies a little shell-shocked on this one.
116-103 Warriors, but it has not been that close. Golden State led by 25 at one point. JTA, dribble handoff for Wanamaker. Can't get it. Gets the Smilagic. Handoff Wanamaker. Stripped on the way. It's out of bounds. Golden State maintains possession. 11 on the shot clock. 44.7 left in the game.
We'll go at it again tomorrow.
5 o'clock of the tip. 4:30 of the airtime. Along the network. And, of course, a backdoor cut. Mannion had a layup and couldn't convert. Gets it out to Smilagic. He'll fake. Drives in, stripped of the ball, it's out of bounds, and it's off of Smiley and goes over to the grid.
On that out-of-bounds play, Mannion got it. It was underneath, but he had to take, he lost control. He had to take one more dribble, and then he thought, well, the play's over, and got out of there.
He might have been surprised how wide open he was.
Yeah, that could happen.
Jones, pass inside for Tillman, knocked away. Mannion has it. He'll run, takes it down the right side. Good handoff to JTA. His reverse is blocked away till he gets the reject. 20 seconds to go. Smilagic probing defensively, tries to get a steal. Jones takes a three. It's up and no good. Mannion the rebound. All the Warriors have to do is get it across midcourt. And this one is over. What a night for Golden State. No Stephen Curry. No James Wiseman. Eric Paschal sidelined as well. And the Warriors go to Memphis and win 116-103. A 40-point night for Andrew Wiggins. His first 40-plus game as a Warrior. 25 for Jordan Poole, one shy of his career high, and a season high 21 points for Damian Lee. Again, the final from just down at the end of Beale Street. Warriors 116, Memphis 103 on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.